Tim Metcalf.
Tim, hey, it's Jonathan and Kitty in Madison.
Hi, guys.
How you doing?
Good.
You know, hanging out. So we wanted to touch base with you and talk a little bit. Here's what really made me want to call you. Yesterday, taking a walk, talked to a neighbor from, you know, several feet away. And he was like, wow, I'm nervous that grocery stores, because I'm trying to order some things online, and it seems like there's a wait, that they're running out of food. And I'm like, dude, that is not what's happening at all. And I figured, he's like, well, how do you know? And I said, you know what, I'm going to call somebody who knows. So, Tim, could you kind of just explain the ease for some people who may be wondering how this is all going down for you guys? What's happening?
Sure. First of all, you know, online ordering, there's been a surge in activity in terms of people wanting to do that because of many reasons, just, you know, social distancing and, you know, they might be in a higher risk category or whatever. But the system is, you know, basically set up to, you know, handle a certain load. So that's put a you know, a surge into that. So Instacart, Metro on the Go, I think Woody's has their own in-house one too. All of those are just trying to, I want to say, ramp up to handle that volume. But it has nothing to do with supply. It's just, you know, it's actually capabilities to actually fill an order, pack it, put it in a car and so on, and having enough drivers. When it comes to, like, the stores themselves, you know, I want to say last week Wednesday when, you know, the university made a decision to, you know, close, then people started going, okay, you know, and I think the governor was saying, you know, you should stock up for 1 or 2 weeks. So a lot of people came to the store. And one of the problems that we have is, like, we're not set up to, like, have everybody come in and, like, buy one package of hamburger. You're going to run out. And that's what kind of happened. So everyone came in and they bought, you know, water and toilet paper and, you know, cleaning supplies. And that put a surge into the system. And then we started to reorder. And the warehouses, you know, showed some out of stocks on certain items because everyone was doing it. But, like, today I'm down in Wauwatosa and the store looks diamonds. Yesterday I was at Hilldale and store looked diamonds. Yeah, there's a couple of areas like, you know, hand sanitizer, which, you know, that nobody really has right now. And then toilet paper, it's not full, but it's there. But otherwise, you know, the store is like stacked, you know, from head to toe.
Right. So you've got food.
Yeah. There's no rush to come down. We have food. Yeah.
Right. Okay. And then for some of for seniors, you have different hours too, right?
Yep. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. And this is for people of high risk, which are seniors and people with immune compromised systems. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday from 7 to 8, all three of our stores. And then we're just asking the public to respect those hours for those people. And then on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, we're reserving that same hour from 7 to 8 for our first responders and for our healthcare workers so that we're kind of not mixing those two groups.
Right.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I'd have to say, Metcalf's actually has been, when we had the Spanish flu, you guys were around back then, right? Because didn't Metcalf's open in like 1917?
Yeah, you're right. I think the Spanish flu was 1918. So yeah. my grandpa's not here to tell me how he reacted to it, but I'm sure he did.
Yeah, they probably didn't have hand sanitizer back then, but Metcalf's continues to work. So the main thing, I think people need to not be alarmed and know that the food is there and you don't have to go rushing out immediately and, you know, you'll continue to supply. The chain is not being broken by any means, is it?
No, not by any means. And then every store is also I don't know for sure, but, you know, Woodman's and Festival and Miller's.
Yeah.
They're all doing enhanced cleaning throughout their stores where, you know, people are touching doors and different things. And then what we're doing too is we're washing every cart handle before we give it to you. So we have a dedicated crew that they're in the lobby and that's what they do. So we're trying to be, you know, be as clean as we possibly can be, setting aside hours for people that are a little bit at higher risk. And we're asking the public just to respect that.
Absolutely.
And then trying to separate the first responders and medical workers. And hopefully by that thing, we're just creating a safer environment for our employees and shoppers.
Absolutely. All right, Tim, thanks. Keep up the good work. Talk to you later.